Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
Now, Joe, see if this here kind of really reflects on the Democratic Communist Party in government, the Congress and that. And this is what said by a communist, Foster. With him, the end justifies the means, whether his tactics be legal or moral or not, does not concern him as long as they, and now he's talking about the good communist man, as long as they are ineffective. He knows that the laws as well as the current code of morals are made by his enemies. Consequently, he ignores them. And so far, he is able, and it suits his purposes. He proposes to develop, regardless of a capitalist conceptions of legality, fairness, rights, or wrong, great power than his capitalist enemies have. And then here, he goes on to say, we do not believe in morality. We expose all the fables about morality. Law, morality, religion are all so many I have a hard time saying it. Couldn't get my lips working tonight. Bourgeoisie, whatever. Behind which lurked an ambush, just as many bourgeoisie interests now. Here he goes on to say, too, he says, we hate Christians and Christianity. This is Lunacharsky, a Russian commissioner of education. This sounds exactly like our commissioner of education, right?
Exactly. Well, you just read, he said, communists, these laws are made by our enemy. Well, in this country, the laws were made by God. Ten Commandments, you know, teaching of the New Testament. That's where our laws came from. So what he's saying is we hate God.
He says we hate Christians and Christianity. Even the best of them must be considered our worst enemies. Mm-hmm. Christian love is an obstacle to the development of the revolution. Down with love of one's neighbor. What we want is hate. Only then can we conquer the universe. So then it goes on to say this.
Look at this racism that they're doing with the schools, everything, this white supremacy racism. They're creating a hatred. They're creating more people. A lot of people that were not racist at all are beginning to hate, to fear other races because of what is being projected by the Democrat Party.
And here's what the official statement from the Radio Leningrad said in August 27, 1950. The struggle against the gospel and Christianity must be conducted ruthlessly with all the means at the disposal of communism. And then again, here's one, another one. This is Joseph Stalin. We have suppressed the reactionary clergy. Yeah, we have. The unfortunate thing is that it has not been completely liquidated. Anti-religious propaganda is a means by which the complete liquidation of the reactionary clergy must be brought about. Cases occur when certain members of the party hamper the complete development of the anti-religious propaganda. If such members are expelled, it is a good thing because there is no room for such communists in the ranks of the party.
Now, he's saying that there's no room for anyone with mercy or compassion. Is exactly what he just said, right?
Yeah. Now, here's another thing here. We're going to take a look at what has taken place. And we talked about the bioweapons, but we also, and these weapons, how that they've been targeted for different nationalities of people. And so this is a clip you're going to hear. Go ahead, Andy, take her away.
The nation state of Israel has led the way with vaccinating their people. They were the first to legitimize mRNA technology. This technology clearly being something that changes us, corrupts us. But Israel backed it, legitimized it, and even paid Dr. Fauci $1 million in a reward. The truth is, we've learned a lot since the beginning of 2020 about the origins of bioweapons, even the development of vaccines. A forerunner, I'd say someone very early and someone very brave, who spoke out about bioweapon labs in Ukraine, the corrupt nature of patents and other delicate natures of this virus, this vaccine, this bioweapon is Dr. Ariana Love, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the Stu Peters Show once again. Welcome back, Dr. Love.
Thanks for having me, Edward.
Now, when you were on just a few weeks ago to discuss the bioweapons in Ukraine, before anyone would discuss this topic, many said, is this really true? Is it really true what's going on in Ukraine? Well, you've been vindicated now. Can you share a little bit more about what you were discussing? Go a little more into detail about the truth of bioweapon labs, Biden, and other countries who've been using Ukraine as a cover for very nefarious activities, including ethnic bioweapons.
Well, I think that some of the main points that I want to talk about is how Ukraine was the Khazarian Empire. It was the land of the Khazars. Khazars were chased out of, they had a big empire there that was part of Ukraine, Georgia, part of Russia. And the Russians chased them out of their, you know, and they've always been trying to get that land back. So this is what it's about. It's territorial. And the Khazars being the Ashkenazis, they reverted Judaism, but it was, they mixed sort of the Talmudic, satanic, Babylonian cultish ritual, Satanism with Judaism, and they pretty much hijacked it. And this is how the true Torah Jews feel about it. So when the Khazars, which is, you know, the kings of the Khazars are like the Rothschilds, when they occupied Palestine, the Palestinian Jews, the Sephardi Jews, which have always been recognized as representatives of authentic world Judaism, they were opposed to the Khazars and the State of Israel and also Zionism. Zionism was created by the Khazars as another branch for control. So a political ideology that says that Jews are the chosen people and they can do whatever they want to the rest of humanity, and they can steal this land and you know, do pogroms and genocide in the name of Judaism. And this is the painful part, because the true Torah Jews comprise about 2.5% of what's considered world Judaism today. 97.5% are Ashkenazis. So it's the Ashkenazi race that has the Khazarian mafia, just like the Italians have an Italian mafia. It's the Ashkenazi, I don't even want to call them Jews, because they don't have that DNA connection to Abraham or to the land of Palestine. So they have been masquerading, for the last 72 years and occupying other people's lands. Now, they did the same thing in Ukraine. This is, you know, they backed the neo-Nazis. This was Jewish oligarchs, you know, funded the Azov battalion and propped them up into position of power, and they infiltrated into the government. Then they established these bio labs, and basically Russia and the Khazars are mortal enemies. This is what people need to understand historically. This is very important for people to research and wrap their heads around it. So basically, Russia is protecting its territories, its borders, and they have exposed something to the world that has riveted everyone. And that is that these bioweapons are ethnic specific. They are targeting specific ethnic.
Dr. Love, what does it mean that it's ethnic specific?
Well, they're genetically programmed, because they're using nanotechnology, so they can target certain genetic ethnic groups and make the bioweapons more lethal for that ethnic group. So what they have done is, and we have the study that came out in December. I mean, first the Russians, they said that they said they have evidence and gave it to the UN Security Council of this ethnic specific bioweapons. But also, there was a study that came out in December of last year that showed that it's, you know, which ethnic group is most targeted by the bioweapons and most genetically modified, and that's Europeans. So it's clear that the Western nations are the ones that are most targeted right now, because they want to bring down democracy in order to bring in this new world order. The Khazars have been working on this for a very long time. And they are, incidentally, immune to these bioweapons, to any genetic modification of these bioweapons. So that was damning evidence that was acknowledged by the, because it's peer-reviewed, you know, scientific journal, was acknowledged by world's leading experts, doctors, and in their field, in the scientific community. So it's sent a ripple. And, you know, I do feel vindicated because I have been targeted by these group of people, the Khazars, for talking about them. And they've accused me of hating Jews when I don't. I love Jews and I defend Jews. But they have hijacked Judaism. And it is the true Torah Jews who themselves say this.
Well, Dr. Love, you love humanity. By exposing this, by discussing this, you love humanity because you would want nothing more than this bioweapon to be stopped, the development of these terrible bioweapons to be finished. And what you just said here is very important. You're saying that there's actual evidence, peer-reviewed studies, experts have come on the record to say that Ashkenazi Jews are actually immune to the bioweapons being developed in Ukraine. Are we talking about the bioweapon shots? Are we talking about other bioweapons? Not only the ethnic specific, but they have an ethnic exclusion, an immunity pre-built that doesn't affect Ashkenazi Jews. Is that correct?
That's right. That's the most damning evidence and the biggest revelation of the last 2 years, in my opinion, right there. That points the finger at the culprits. And notice how after we have 63% of the world population injected with these bioweapons that are very, very hard to get out of the body. Then we have people like Yuval Harari, professor
right.
at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, coming out, and he's the chief advisor to Klaus Schwab, and he's a complete eugenicist. He's he thinks Jesus is fake news. He's a psychopath, clearly, and he's revealing that, you know, free will, the days of free will is over and stuff like this. This is the mentality of the Khazars. This is the leadership of the Israeli state. They're psychopaths. They're eugenicists. They're supremacists. And they do not like Christians. They do not like Jesus. They do not like anyone. And this is clear in how they've designed these bioweapons. They want to do away with their agenda is anti-human.
So what you've laid out is a pretty solid case for not only putting more scrutiny on those of that descent, but more so even to look at the war in Russia and Ukraine as something, again, that's an age-old fight. You said the Khazars, the Khazars, this old empire, that's the real reason why the Russians are fighting in Ukraine. And I think Vladimir Putin, you could say, has entered into this discourse, as said, part of this, in that there's a Russian heritage, there's a Russian sovereignty, there's a security risk of which he wanted to secure, cannot allow the West or others to control Ukraine, use it as a puppet state for bioweapons, especially not ethnic-specific bioweapons. But if we look at the conflict from that lens, it's actually a little easier to understand why the Russians have committed as much as what they've committed. They've risked a lot by going in there with their military, risked potential defeat too if the West had actually intervened to the level that Ukraine was hoping they would. You're saying that their true reason that Russia intervened in Ukraine was not over, even maybe a minor territorial dispute over the lines or stolen gas. It's an age-old fight against the Khazar Empire. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. And the Khazars will stop at nothing. Russia is their mortal enemy. I mean, they took out the Tsar family. This is very goes back. You know, the Khazars were the Bolsheviks. They take on different forms throughout history. They wiped out what 20 million Russians. I mean, it is the blood between them. But these Khazars really hate everyone. You know, they're Talmudists. They're not following the Torah. They're not following Judaism. They hate Judaism. And their ethnic specific bioweapons are targeting Jews too, the true Torah Jews, which have the blood connection to Abraham. They carry the DNA. I mean, this is scientific, you know, fact. So true Torah Jews are also a target, ethnically speaking.
Well, the fact that we're in the age now where you can produce a weapon, a bioweapon at that, and specifically attack people based on bloodlines, that's incredible. I don't know if many people know about that. We know about ethnic bioweapons from the development by the South Africans. We know about the development of ethnic bioweapons. Actually, Wired magazine covered in the early 2000s about the development of them to kill Arabs. The Israelis were pursuing this as a way to deal with the uprising, the intifadas, and the resistance by the Palestinians in the land which they occupy, the land which they're being occupied now and being oppressed and being treated like dogs and slaves by the Israelis. That's the conflict in a nutshell. But what you're explaining now is the bioweapon labs in Ukraine were essentially testing grounds, producing weapons to kill people based on race. I mean, this is a genocide. If you kill someone based on a race, that's a genocide. But you're elevating it now that this is a spiritual genocide. Is that correct?
I think absolutely it is. I mean, I think they're worshiping the Antichrist. And we can expect, you know, I mean, again, their anti-human agenda. And they've been testing a lot of their weapons on the Palestinian people. In 2014, they dropped, you know, 2,500 pound bombs on entire homes. They exterminated 89 different Palestinian bloodlines, killing 18 people in a family, 27 people in one family, wiped them out off the face of the earth. So destroying bloodlines, wiping out bloodlines is nothing new for them. And this has been going on. Let's see, they converted to Judaism about 1,100 years ago, something like that, roughly. So it's been going on for centuries. And they, you know, it's very interesting because when they occupy a territory, they take on they assume the identity of their enemy that they just conquered. So, for example, in Saudi Arabia, these are Khazars. The Saudi royal family. They brag about being Jews, but they're not Jews, they're Khazars. And again, they assume the identity of Muslims, for example, but they create their own sect, Wahhabism, which is not based on the Quran or Islam, and it's actually rejected by the majority of Muslims as not being part of Islam. But this is just one example of how they assume the identity of the enemy, and then they pervert and change and conquer and divide us. And it is the Khazars that have divided Jews, Christians, and Muslims. And it's time we come together because we need each other now. We are being attacked biologically, our genetically, our children injected by a small group of people who are supremacists and think that we are less than animals. And it is in their indoctrination from childhood. So this is what we're up against. And we do need to stand together, in my opinion.
Well, your opinion is valued here. DNA under siege. Dr. Arnell Love, it's always a pleasure to speak with you and to hear your vast knowledge of wealth on this subject and many others. Thank you so much for joining us today on the Stu Peters Show.
Thanks for having me, Edward.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
Andrew?
You're on.
Okay, we're back. Joe, you know, what she just said about Yuval Noah Harari, everything she said was true. In fact, Mighty Andrew, if you could play just a couple minutes of that clip, the useless eater clip, where he's talking about getting rid of the useless eaters. This guy is He's from Israel. He's one of Klaus Schwab's. He's his number one guy. Okay, and here, we'll just play. I'm going to play a couple minutes, and that's all you need to hear because, first of all, he's the one that says there is no God, and he's mocking God and he's mocking Christianity, and but he is one of those Khazarian that she was referring to. These are all antichrist. Can you bring that up and play a couple of minutes of it? And I'll just tell you when to pull it.
Give me a minute.
Okay. Yeah, he's going to be doing that. So here, you know, we got to tell. There's been so much misconception out there today. First of all, we're not anti-Israel, okay? But in Israel today, I know when I was in Israel. The people, Joe, I went to a Baptist church. These were Palestinian Baptists. And this church, now, they were under attack by the Muslims. They were under attack by the Khazarian Jews, okay? And they were under attack by the Orthodox, okay?
Jews, yeah.
And so, you know, these folks had, the church had been bombed 14 times. 14 times, and, you know, you go into it, but they still meet, and they, you know, and I just praise the good Lord. These guys, they really know what it means to be, and what it costs you to meet and have fellowship and worship there. And so,
yep, to have church in a bomb shelter.
Yeah, and all through Israel, there everybody's got bomb shelters in Israel, and so.
Well, you know, a sidebar to this, while you're waiting for that tape, I was thinking you were talking about the communists need hatred, right? They can't work with love; they have to have hate. And I was just thinking some of the headlines today: Sacramento, 6 dead, multiple shootings, 6 dead, 12 people wounded. Another National Fraternal Order police officers shot in the line of duty since, 2001 increase. And then in Baltimore, they have a murder rate that's higher than El Salvador. The city is 60% black, and yet almost every murder vic is black, and almost every murderer is black, and yet we have this Black Lives Matter, and what they're doing is this is all about promoting the hatred, and this is what we're seeing in America. They're teaching our children to hate, this idea of white supremacy and white privilege, and all they're doing is promoting hatred, and this is what the communists have always done, divide and conquer, using hatred, fitting one class or color or race. You know, it was the Jews and the Nazi Germany. It's always been something, but the key is those who promote hatred and division instead of God's brotherly love. This is the enemy.
I'm going to play a few minutes of that, just that clip, what she was talking about with this Yuval Noah Harari. And again, he's Klaus Schwab's number one man. Go ahead, Andrew Popper.
We hear so much about the enormous promises of technology. And these promises are certainly real, but technology might also disrupt human society and the very meaning of human life in numerous ways, ranging from the creation of a global useless class, to the rise of data colonialism, and of digital dictatorships, First, we might face upheavals on the social and economic level. Automation will soon eliminate millions upon millions of jobs, and it's much worse to be irrelevant than to be exploited. Those who fail in the struggle against irrelevance would constitute a new useless class. Those who fail in the struggle against irrelevance would constitute a new useless class. people.
Okay. He goes on, Joe. We may play the whole clip here later, but he calls us useless eaters. And useless eaters are people that, first of all, they believe in God. You know, the Christians that are not of what they call the global elite, where, you know, they want to keep the planet, for the, 10% of the world population who they believe should have the planet. The others can be eliminated.
Yep.
Remember, their goal is to cut the... We're heading towards 8 billion people, and they want to eliminate that down to 500 million, a half a billion. So they want to kill off...
other people saying that the secret to the world's survival is to have children. Otherwise, we'll be an elderly society with no one to take care of us or work with us, and it'll just create, really, starvation and just total chaos in the world.
Yeah, well, that's where you're at. And
that's where they want to go, right?
Yep. And so, you know, that lady, that Dr. Love, she had it right on the head. Fast announcement. Tomorrow evening from 5 to 7, you're going to have the Patriot Pastors. There's going to be a Patriot Pastors and ministers, and the theme is bringing Ohio back to God, and that's going to take place at the House of Restoration at 1487 State Route 131, State Route 131 in Milford, Ohio, 45150, and that'll be from 5 to 7 p.m., it's a time where an evening of prayer, worship, and discernment. And again, these are a gathering of those who believe that we need to take America back for God. And so, you know, it's kind of like the Black Robe Regiment, supposed to be. So there you go. That's tomorrow evening. Oh, the phone number, in case you want to call. You can call 513. If you need more information, you can call 513-575-2011. 513-575-2011. Okay, Joe, I wanted to say this real quick, too. CDC admits it hid COVID data to help Democrats. Well, surprise, 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 huh?
I think we talked about that only in a different way. We knew what they were doing to help. In fact, Dr. Merrill Nash just came out today. Now, she is quite something. Here it is. She is, along with just her regular practice, a biological warfare epidemiologist, and she's developed models for analyzing epidemics to see whether they're natural or man-made. She has consulted for the World Bank and all kinds of our director of national intelligence, RDNI, all kinds of things. Anyway, she got great credentials. And she said there's new evidence out from the CDC, from the UK, United Kingdom. The COVID vaccines are failing. The vaccines are failing to prevent the illness. They're failing to prevent the deaths. And she's got an article, basically it boils down to, she said, so why do they use them and why are we using them? They do not work. They are not preventing the illness. They're not preventing the death. And she has figures from the CDC in a huge, big blind study in the United Kingdom. And it comes out that the natural people with natural immunity survive better, longer, less death, less hospitalization, even among the, you know, seasoned citizen crowd. And she's just talking about this is so stupid because the medical facts show that they're worthless and they don't prevent either the illness or the hospitalization. Now, she's not talking about the deaths by vaccine. She's just talking about they're failing at what they were designed to do.
And they were designed to thin out the population. That's exactly what they're doing. They're not failing. They're doing exactly what they were designed to do, and that was to thin out, reduce the population.
Population, yeah. That's the part that she didn't understand, but I knew you would. But it's interesting that a expert in biological warfare has said this is their junk. They don't.
No, she understood that. She know what would happen if she was to come out and say that.
Tell the truth, yeah.
Yeah, you don't.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so you don't have to. She's trying to get people to quit using them, and she might have just thought that was the way to stop the use of it, was to show that they are ineffective.
All right.
That's what's going on.
We're
going
to go to a quick break. We'll be back right after this. Big John. Big John. He was born of Elizabeth, the son of Zechariah, sent by God the Father to proclaim the Messiah. He was as bold as a lion, he knew no fear. An awesome man in a coat of camel hair. Big John. Big John. Big Baptist John. Big John. In the wilderness of Judea, you could hear him there. He was preaching repentance. It was very loud and clear. O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come, better listen, Pharisee. He preached to the sinner, the thief, and the liar. Only one way out of that burning lake of fire. The truth thundered forth from this righteous man, and those that believed found the promised land. Big John, Big John, Big Baptist John. Chosen by the Father to baptize the Son, it was there in the Jordan this awesome thing was done. The Holy Ghost descended as if it were a dove. A mighty voice thundered from heaven above. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. John, his friend, none greater than he. He told all the people about God the Son. He never quit preaching till the job was done. Big Baptist John. Big John. Now 2,000 years later, the story is still being told. How he was thrown into prison for being so bold. He was martyred for God. To him it was an honor. He earned himself a mansion in heaven way out yonder. Big John. Now John's enemies, they perished in their shame. But John took his place in the Saints Hall of Fame. Now in heaven above, the angels understood when John preached repentance, he sure did it good. Baptist John. Now there's one thing John wants you to know. It's a fearful matter to lose your own soul. So call upon the Lord while you still can. And better take the advice of this mighty righteous man. Big John, Big John, Big Baptist 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 John. Alrighty, we are back. And you know, Joe, we should probably make it very clear. We are not anti-Israel or by any means here, but we understand, we're not la-la landers. There's a lot of la-la landers that say that Israel cannot do any wrong. No, Israel's done a lot of wrong, just like America here. America was great because she was good. America is no longer good. Our government and Israeli government is just as corrupt as any other government right now in the world. I mean, they've really been going corrupted, totally corrupted. And people need to face the truth in that. So, and again, the Lord Jesus, the Apostle Paul says it in Romans 9. The Lord Jesus says it in John 8 and also Revelation 3, that those are Jews who say they are Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. Who say they are Jews but are not, but are of the synagogue of Satan. And that's who she was referring to. These are not true Jews, just like the World and National Council of Churches, the Apostate Church. These are not real Christians. Those that cling to everything that God's Word, the Bible, calls offensive, calls it sin, they embrace. And so they claim to be Christians, but they embrace everything that God's Word calls sin. So anyhow, we're going to open the phone lines and take some calls. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Joe, do you know what N-acetylene cysteine is? Joe?
I should know, but I don't.
N-acetylene cysteine is something that is very, very effective against the coronavirus shots and all different other types of bioweapons, okay?
Oh.
And so right now it is in the crosshairs of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Oh, they're trying to ban it then,
yeah.
Right?
Yep, they're trying
useful, to. They want to get rid of it.
They're trying to ban it, just like they did with hydroxychloroquine, with all of the stuff that that works. They again, what we're telling you, their goal is to depopulate the planet. They're all about death, and that Department of Health and Human Services is filled. Again, they've all been corrupted.
What are they saying the reason for getting rid of this? I don't even know where you can find it or anything. So
okay, I'm going to read you an article by Ethan Huff. Because of how effective it is against the Wuhan coronavirus, COVID-19, and other viral weapon, the N-acetylene cysteine is in the crosshairs of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, which is trying to ban it. A powerful antioxidant. You can learn more about it in one of our earlier articles. NACS helps to detoxify the body of harmful compounds, including potentially the spike proteins associated with the Fauci flu. The first phase of detoxification involves oxidizing harmful toxins in order to break them down and move them through the body's detoxification pathways. Consuming foods which are rich in antioxidants such as B vitamins, vitamin C, magnesium helps to activate these pathways. It's a little lengthy article, so I'm going to stop there. But again, more and more people now that have taken the first shot, those that have taken it, they're trying to find out how they can undo that. And there are more and more research we've had is how to undo the bioweapon that Big Pharma has put out upon all the people. Okay, who did you say we had first?
Al.
Al, you're in the air.
Yeah,
hello,
thanks
Al.
For taking my call. Yeah, sure. Thanks for taking my call. Was she saying that 2.5% of Judaism is these Khazar, this certain type?
No, she was saying that the real actual... seed of Abraham, those with the genetically related to Abraham, was very, very small population, a very small percentage. The vast majority are Khazarian.
That's interesting because, you know, we know that now that Israel gets along with Saudi Arabia, right? And she was saying that the Saudis are Khazarians, right?
Yeah.
But maybe
right.
That's where the link is there because I just thought of that because is it so... right now Israel is controlled by the Khazarians, is she saying?
Yeah. So
maybe that's why they're getting along with Saudi Arabia. That link makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, we have a whole lot of them right here in our Congress and our Senate too.
Well, I called before and said that, and some woman from I want to tell you, be careful they don't label you AS because remember that woman from Texas called and said, this guy from Pennsylvania is an anti-Semite. And all I was saying was the truth, Pastor Sanders, you know. I don't dislike Jewish people. But, you know, the bottom line is, like you said, you can't sugarcoat anything as far as this certain sect being evil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that anti-Semitic word is used too much on people who, you know, I know there's been a history, but it's, there are some, you know, you have to point out the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're going to either be anti-Semitic or racist.
Yeah.
Okay. No, there are anti-Semitic people out there for sure, but and there are racists for sure. But the opposition, those people in the fake news media, anyone who goes against their narrative is racist. Okay. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. You've done it because you're a racist. So.
Yeah, well, this makes sense that Victoria Nuland and Blinken, I guess they're all Kazarians.
I would say so.
And I guess Chuck Schumer.
Chucky Schumer, absolutely, I would say so.
I guess that's what we have to party. And like you said, Biden, I don't know what he's become, but he's, you know, I don't know. But like, I guess the administrations have to change, and hopefully something's going to get better here. We can't. We, like the other guy said, like... I like his commentary. The guy from San Diego is it John, or what's that guy's name?
He's
really well spoken. Yeah, but I think he's right. We can't take three more years of this guy.
No, we can't. The country will be completely destroyed.
Yeah. God bless you guys. Thank you for what you do
too.
Every night. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Who do we have next? Aaron, you're in the air.
Yeah.
Hello, Aaron.
You're doing a great job, Pastor.
Thank you.
Wonderful job educating the public. There was a question that I had, and I was wondering what the cross has in common with the six-pointed star, because the six-pointed star is supposed to be the symbol of Satan. But another thing I wanted to point out was that Abraham begot Isaac. Isaac begot Jacob. And Esau, and Jacob stole the birthright from Esau, so he was on the run to Rebekah's mother told him to go to her brother Laban. When Jacob was in the desert, he was fighting with the angel. The angel said, "Release me," and Jacob said, "I will not release you till you bless me." And the angel said, "Henceforth, your name is Israel. It's not a country, it's the people, his 12 children, are the tribes of Israel. Israel did not exist as a country. Even if you look at any maps, there was no Israel. It did not happen until 1948 when the Jews stole it from the Palestinians. And this is very much a spiritual warfare. Basically, they hate the...
That's not exactly... You see, that land was... The Lord said he would bring them back into the land, and when they came back, it was exactly the way he said it would be. They came, and the place was like a desert land. It was a wilderness. It was nothing could live there, and they changed that. But that was prophecy being fulfilled, and he brought them back into the land there. But anyhow, that angel that you're talking about, the angel of the Lord... That was Christ Jesus himself.
Yes.
When he said,
yes.
"All right, I'll bless you," okay? But
his name is Israel.
Yep, he did. But I got to move on because we're running out of time rapidly, but thank you. Who do we have next?
Pastor, can I
interrupt? Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
I got a call. We have a prayer request. It's very important. And if I could, I'd like to ask everybody to pray with me for a young woman named Whitney. She's a sister of one of the family relatives, but as a child she had had a horrible injury, had to have a back rebuilt, and then later in life had to have it redone, and I guess she was just doing some yard work. Something bad happened, and she's being flown medevac to a neurosurgeon. I don't have a lot of details, but it doesn't sound good, so I'd like everybody to pray with me for Whitney, that the Lord would just bless her in every way possible. She has been through so much as a husband, child. She's trying to be a wife and mother and run a business, and now a third time going in for some very dangerous problems. And, Lord, that you would just heal her, strengthen her, that when they do all the tests that maybe they will find that everything has been repaired and that your glory would shine and that your healing power would be made known and that you would just cover her with your mercy, heal her, and bless her in every way possible. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, we got Coach Dwayne. Coach, you're in the air.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening, Joe. God bless you guys.
Thank you. Hi, Coach. You too.
I got a special prayer, Pastor, if you would. Cliff Parks Jr. is in the hospital tonight, and everybody knows that's my nephew. He's got super high blood pressure. He went to the heart doctor again today, and they put him in. They did a test. He's got water retention in both of his legs. There's another doctor coming in. I talked to him a little bit. They want to hope that this ain't going to cause kidney conditions to where he's going to be dialysis and stuff. So they're really monitoring. So I would ask you, Pastor, if you would pray for Cliff Park.
Okay, let's do it right now. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold him up, Lord God. We know that Cliff loves the Lord with all his heart. We've heard him preaching here time and time again. And so, Father God, again, we would just ask that you would bless him in every area where he can receive that blessing. And, Father God, Lord, that you would restore him. And we can't afford to lose any more of our people out here, Lord. We're up against it, and we need your help. And so, also, Lord, I would ask, Father God, for everyone listening, for Cliff and for all of us, Lord, that we would all turn our desires towards you more and more every day in every way in all things at all times as we look for your return, and we know your return is coming closer. Oh, Father God, let us, when you come back, catch us being doers of the word, not just hearers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless. I'll get off, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.
All righty. Okay, there you go. All righty. Who else do we have there? John, you're in the air.
Yes, some of the stunning things that you brought up tonight are actually brought out on global research. And an archbishop by the name of Archbishop Pagano has been bringing some of these very same things out that have been actually censored by the entire
country. Yeah, I know. I played him. I played several clips of what he had to say here over the past couple of years.
Yeah, he says that they told us that President Putin invaded Ukraine to support his expansionism. But in reality, the main purpose of Russia's military operation is to prevent the aggression of the deep state. I would add the U.S. deep state and NATO. Putin is fighting against the same corrupt globalist elite that holds us all hostage. And he was invited to spring at one of the Trump's rallies, but I have to emphasize from my own position that these deep state warmongering policies are bipartisan by the Democrats and the Republicans, and I think we've got to always remember that rather than being manipulated to taking sides and fighting over partisan differences that don't really exist. And this, Bidnanu said, this is not a war of the Ukrainian people. It is not that the Ukrainian people are persecuting their Russian brothers. I think he's talking about Donetsk and Luhansk, who have been killed by the tens of thousands by the Ukrainian U.S.-supported government, but a puppet government supported by neo-Nazi military militias that have been installed by the U.S., financed by the U.S. government. And
well,
this has been a bipartisan dirty policy.
Well, you're right. It's by the CIA are the ones right. That supported and trained the Nazis. But you know who else equipped that neo-Nazi party? You know, now think about this.
The Israelis.
Yeah, the Israelis.
The government.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
so it's not a matter of being anti-Semitic to criticize the corruption of that government, but they're trying to make any criticism of that government somehow as a dirty word, anti-Semitism, you know, cry anti-Semitism.
Well, it's because the media is filled with Khazarians, the entire media. That's why. But I'm out of time now, but thanks for calling. Joe, you've got how many minutes, 3 minutes?
Well, I answered, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free, and that goes on many things. I was just looking, and most hymnals there's responsive readings in most of them. And in mine, I was looking through the eternal life. And we talk about how do you get eternal life. Well, we know that Jesus told Nicodemus that you must be born again. And to become born again is just a simple, simple process. But before that, you have to understand, verily, verily, Jesus said, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Yeah, never perish. Jesus also said he was the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Scripture is just full of verse after verse that talks about those who believe in Jesus won't die, that the Son of God came to bring life and bring it more abundantly, and that God wants us to have eternal life. To do that, we have to become born again, and that is a simple process of our going in prayer, praying to the Father, asking forgiveness, the forgiveness of the sins that we have committed. Jesus Christ came to what? Be the propitiation for our sins, to take our place upon the cross of Calvary. He died a substitutionary death. He died in my place, your place, Pastor Ernie's place. For all those, he died for all those who would receive his grace and his offer of mercy. So we pray to the Father, and we say, Father, I am a sinner, and I desperately need to be forgiven of my sins. I'm sorry my sins put Jesus on that cross. Please forgive me. I want Jesus to become Lord of my life, all of my life, without reservation. I want him to be my Lord forever. I want him to send me the Holy Spirit to come dwell in me so that I, you know, that is the baptism by faith. That is your real baptism, your spiritual baptism, that down payment of the Holy Spirit, the indwelling on eternal life. Because Jesus said, I am in the Father in me, and I am in you. By the process of the Holy Spirit, we become then born again. We become part of the family of God, a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. We become this child of the kingdom, and we are this new creation. We're now a new spiritual man with everlasting life, and you will find peace and joy even in the craziest of times, even in this world, this dangerous, wild world. You will have peace, security, knowing.
All right. You will know live again. No one's ever regretted getting born again. No one's ever regretted having eternal life. But, boy, I'm going to tell you, there's a whole lot in the other place that regrets them. Until we're out of time, until tomorrow, we want to say good night. God bless. And always, always keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.